Hachette Audio presents Stalking Jack the Ripper, written by Kerry Maniscalco, read by Nicola Barber. Please enjoy the PDF that accompanies this program. For Grandma, who always loved a good whodunit. Forward. The audiobook you're listening to represents a lot of firsts. It's the first acquisition that I'm publishing under my new imprint for young readers, Jimmy Patterson Books. It's the first young adult novel I chose, thanks to its fresh and compelling take on the ever-fascinating Ripper mystery. It is also Kerry Maniscalco's first novel. And it was when I read her very first line that I knew I was going to love this book. Kerry's clever, vibrant voice and unerring grasp of suspense and emotion came through right from those opening words. Stalking Jack the Ripper is an atmospheric tale full of chilling twists and unsettling turns, and I assure you it more than lives up to the promise of that mesmerizing first sentence. It may be set in Victorian-era London, but you'll find the brilliant and impassioned Audrey Rose to be inspiringly modern, even by our standards. Part of our mission at Jimmy Patterson is to create books that young readers will finish and then immediately say, "Please give me another book." I have no doubt that Stalking Jack the Ripper will be the first of our offerings to fulfill that mission, but it certainly won't be the last. James Patterson. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Macbeth, Act 3, Scene 4. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Preliminary Incision. Dr. Jonathan Wadsworth's Laboratory.